WA8WQ at the 10 mark. Yeah, Ron, I was listening to one of the interviews that Weather Channel people were talking with a local, I don't know whether it was Tennessee or where, but anyway, they were, the people he was interviewing, they just were fortunate enough to be on a power line that wasn't disrupted because the power line was close to a hospital or something. Well, anyway, the lady that was being interviewed said that all of a sudden the family has invited a whole lot of people over because they don't have any, the people they invited didn't have any heat. So more or less they said, you know the old thing was BYU, bring your own bottle, bring your own food. Bring your own food. We got the heat, you bring your own food.
Yeah, and they probably got that if they got a freezer. It's kind of like, well, we're going to have to eat about, eat up a freezer full of food here if it doesn't come back in a short time. And from some of those areas, yeah, they're not going to have power back to areas for, days to weeks, possibly. So if they're up in the mountains of Tennessee or whatever and the line that, you're a one-off house. You're going to be the last one on the list. They're going to be hitting the larger areas where, they can put, 3, 4, 8, 5, whatever, 800 houses back online quickly. That's happened to me before. I'm in a subdivision, but the fuse popped on the transformer behind my house. Well, there's only 8 houses on that line. So we were at the end. We were out 4 days without out power one winter. But I had generator, and at that point I didn't have the transfer switch put in, so I hot-wired the furnace. We had heat.